Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of New York City's East Village stands St. Mark's Church in the Bowery, a historic edifice with roots stretching back to the 17th century. Established on the former estate of Peter Stuyvesant, the last Dutch governor of New Amsterdam, this church is not only a testament to the city's colonial past, but also a focal point of enduring ghostly tales. Parishioners and visitors alike have reported unsettling experiences, the unmistakable sound of a wooden leg echoing through the halls, mysterious bell tolls with no apparent cause, and fleeting glimpses of a spectral figure believed to be Stuyvesant himself. These accounts have woven a rich tapestry of legend and lore around St. Mark's, making it a subject of fascination for historians and paranormal enthusiasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled in the bustling East Village of Manhattan, St. Mark's Church in the Bowery carries the weight of history in every brick and creak of its wooden floors. Its story begins in 1660 when Peter Stuyvesant, the last governor of New Amsterdam, built a chapel on his farmstead, what the Dutch called a boerie. Stuyvesant was a formidable figure known for his strict leadership and notably his wooden leg, a relic of a battlefield injury. When New Amsterdam became New York under British rule, Stuyvesant retired to his brewery and upon his death in 1672 was laid to rest in the chapel he had founded. Fast forward to 1799 when the chapel evolved into the Episcopal Church that stands today. While the building underwent renovations and expansions, the crypt beneath it remained undisturbed, housing the remains of Stuyvesant and several members of his family. This sacred ground, with its weathered gravestones and whispers of the past, became a focal point for both reverence and mystery. The first whispers of the supernatural came as early as the 18th century. Parishioners spoke of hearing inexplicable sounds during quiet moments of reflection, footsteps that seemed to echo from nowhere and faint thuds that many dismissed as the settling of an old building. But as the years passed, the peculiar reports grew more specific. People claimed to hear the rhythmic tap-tap of what sounded like a wooden leg on the stone floors, a sound eerily reminiscent of the church's most famous occupant, Peter Stuyvesant. One story that has persisted through generations involves a caretaker who swore he saw a shadowy figure pacing the churchyard late at night. The figure, he said, walked with an uneven gait, as if one leg moved differently from the other. Terrified but curious, he followed the apparition until it seemed to vanish near Stuyvesant's tomb. The next day, he recounted the tale to his peers who shared similar experiences, sparking rumors that the church was haunted. Over time, clergy members also began to report unexplained phenomena. One rector documented the sudden, unexplainable tolling of the church bell, despite no one being in the bell tower. Others spoke of doors opening and closing on their own, or the sensation of being watched while alone in the sanctuary. These events, while unsettling, were often dismissed by skeptics as the product of creaky old structures or the imaginations of overworked minds. By the 19th century, the legend of St. Mark's Church had grown beyond its congregation. As spiritualism gained popularity in the United States, ghost stories became a fashionable topic of conversation, and the tale of Stuyvesant's restless spirit fit perfectly into the zeitgeist. Newspapers occasionally published articles about the haunted church in the Bowery, adding layers to its mystique. Tourists began visiting not just for its historical significance, but also for the chance to glimpse the ghost of the Dutch governor. But what might explain these persistent reports? Psychologists argue that the church's long history and connection to Stuyvesant create a powerful suggestion that influences perception. Visitors may unconsciously interpret ordinary sounds like the wind or shifting beams as evidence of the paranormal. Additionally, the architecture of the church itself might play a role. High ceilings, stone walls, and narrow hallways can distort sound, making it seem as though footsteps or voices are coming from an unseen source. Environmental factors, too, could contribute to the ghostly reputation. Old buildings like St. Mark's often have drafts that can cause doors to slam or candles to flicker. Changes in temperature and humidity might affect how the church's materials expand and contract, producing unexpected noises. Yet for every rational explanation, there remains a story that defies easy answers. A shadowy figure that disappears, a sound that seems too deliberate to be accidental. As we delve deeper into the history of St. Mark's Church and its alleged hauntings, one question lingers. Is it merely the echoes of an old building, or is there truly something otherworldly at play? As the 20th century unfolded, reports of paranormal activity at St. Mark's Church in the Bowery grew more vivid and unsettling. While early accounts focused on strange sounds and shadowy figures, the later experiences described by visitors and clergy suggested something far more interactive and chilling. The most persistent claim remained the sound of Peter Stuyvesant's wooden leg thumping through the halls, but now it was accompanied by other unexplained phenomena. One of the most striking incidents occurred in the 1920s when a choir group rehearsing late into the evening heard the unmistakable sound of someone walking in the balcony above them. Startled, the choir director paused the rehearsal to investigate, but no one was there. Moments later, the sound began again, steady, deliberate steps moving across the upper level. The group quickly vacated the church, convinced they had encountered the spirit of the long-dead governor. By the mid-20th century, St. Mark's reputation as a haunted location attracted paranormal investigators. One of the earliest documented investigations took place in the 1950s, when a small team of researchers used basic recording equipment to capture sounds within the church. The resulting audio reportedly included faint but distinct thuds, much like footsteps. While skeptics argued the noises were merely the creaks of an aging building, others saw them as evidence of Stuyvesant's continued presence. In addition to sounds, physical sensations have been reported. Visitors describe feeling sudden cold spots, particularly near the crypt where Stuyvesant is interred. Some claim to have felt a gentle push or tug, as though an unseen hand were guiding them. One story involves a tourist who swore she felt her hat being lifted off her head, only to turn and find no one there. These tactile encounters are among the most difficult to explain and have left even skeptics uneasy. Modern investigations have introduced advanced technology, with teams using thermal imaging cameras, electromagnetic field detectors, and motion sensors to document activity. In one notable case from the early 2000s, a group captured a thermal image of what appeared to be a humanoid figure standing near Stuyvesant's tomb. The figure was visible for only a few seconds before disappearing. While critics dismissed the image as a technical glitch, the investigators believed it was strong evidence of a spectral presence. Theories about the hauntings at St. Mark's have evolved over time. Some researchers suggest that the phenomena might be a form of residual haunting, a kind of spiritual recording that replays events from the past. In this view, the sounds of Stuyvesant's wooden leg could be echoes of his frequent walks through the chapel he cherished. Others propose that the activity might be tied to emotional energy. St. Mark's, with its long history and connection to one of New York's most significant figures, could be a hotspot for such energy, which manifests as apparitions or other phenomena. Yet not all believe the hauntings are benign. A few stories describe more aggressive encounters, such as heavy doors slamming shut without cause or objects being moved violently. In one account, a visitor claimed to have been locked inside the sanctuary for over an hour, unable to open the doors despite them being unlocked when checked later. These more sinister reports have led some to speculate about poltergeist activity or even the influence of multiple spirits within the church. Despite the wealth of anecdotal evidence, skeptics remain unconvinced. They argue that the power of suggestion, combined with the church's eerie atmosphere, could explain most of the reports, the acoustics of the building, the play of light and shadow, and the emotional impact of standing in such a historic place all contribute to the perception of paranormal activity. Yet for believers, the unanswered questions continue to draw them to St. Mark's. Why do so many different people report similar experiences? Why do the phenomena persist even as the church and its surroundings change over time? Could it be that Peter Stuyvesant, so deeply tied to the land where the church now stands, simply refuses to leave? In the end, St. Mark's Church in the Bowery remains a place of dual significance. a historic landmark that tells the story of New York City's past and a site of unexplained phenomena that invites speculation and wonder. Whether the haunting is real or imagined, it ensures that the legacy of Peter Stuyvesant and his beloved chapel endures in more ways than one. St. Mark's Church in the Bowery stands as a bridge between history and mystery, a place where New York's colonial past collides with the eerie allure of the unexplained. From Peter Stuyvesant's indelible mark on the city's early days to the persistent tales of his ghostly presence, the church offers a wealth of stories that ignite curiosity and debate. But as with all tales of the paranormal, we're left with more questions than answers. Could the rhythmic thud of a wooden leg and the shadowy figures glimpsed in the churchyard be echoes of the past, forever etched into the fabric of the building? Or are these experiences products of suggestion, amplified by the church's atmospheric grandeur and our own imaginations? Even modern science, with all its tools and theories, struggles to definitively explain or dismiss these encounters. What makes St. Mark's truly fascinating is its ability to draw us into a story larger than ourselves. Whether you're a skeptic, a believer, or something in between, there's no denying the power of a good ghost story to connect us to history in a deeply personal way. And with that, I leave you to ponder the mysteries of St. Mark's Church in the Bowery. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another paranormal deep dive. I'm Tony Bruschi. Until next time.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.